from Wereku Wanderings. This morning routine will not work for you. Why is my morning routine structured the way it is? I wake up between 4:30-5 a.m. every day, including weekends. First thing I do is sip a glass of water for 10-15 minutes. This allows me to wake up slowly, to savor the first touch of water, to set the day's rhythm, which is to avoid feeling rushed. Then I meditate for 30 minutes. This is to listen to my thoughts, not to control them. So, before I listen to or attend to anyone, I attend to myself. Then I read for 30 minutes. This is to feed my mind the right diet. So, before garbage enters my mind through mindless scrolling or emails or messages, I nourish it. Then I get my kids ready for school 30 minutes. This reminds me of the most precious role I play in my life. Then I play tennis for an hour. This is to wake up my body, get it moving, taste the sweat. Then I lift weights at the gym for an hour. This is to strengthen my body and build muscles, so that it can age well and hopefully provide me good company as I age. Then, I come back and read the newspaper for 15 minutes. This is my first connection with the world after waking up. I am reading the news that I chose to read, to the extent I choose to read. Then I shower to clean up, and then I sit down to work, around 9:30 a.m. By this time, I have given myself 4-5 hours of a ritual that has cleansed and nourished my mind, soul, and body, ready to face what the world offers. This routine works for me. It will not work for you, because this is my routine. But a routine will surely work for you, because it will be your routine. Build yours today. We've grown beyond what I could have imagined since we started in 2020. 5 lakh students. 100 crores in sales. 25 crores in profits. But it makes no sense to continue it. I'll be sharing more about my decision and what happens next tomorrow. May 16, 8:30 p.m. Set a reminder here. Still reading A Mind at Play. The Brilliant Life of Claude Shannon, Inventor of the Information Age by Jimmy Soney and Rob Goodman. His MS thesis at MIT is considered to be one of the most influential theses of all time because it was the first time he showed that computers could be used to interpret and operate with logic, using Boolean algebra. P.S. He is the one after whom the LLM model Claude is named. Here is a list of all books I have shared in this newsletter. The kind of stuff that I generates now is super addictive. This is Esma, our daughter, with her friends. Our monthly catch-up for Indie. A genius challenge which crossed 50,000 plus students playing across the country. National finals in November in Delhi. Winner gets 10L scholarship. Mother's Day dinner. Ma with Radhika, my younger sister. Two quotes I wish to share. Nobody has ever told me they regret spending less time on their phone. You don't need more content. You need one idea, one topic, one theme you refuse to stop talking about for 10 years. Snakes and Ladders was originally Moksha Petam, a 13th century Indian game about karma and salvation. Ladders were virtues. Snakes were vices. Last week I asked, which is the only Indian state that has a sunrise as its official symbol? The correct answer is not Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra, etc. It is Arunachal Pradesh, because it is the easternmost state in the country, where sunrise happens the earliest. 496 people got this answer right. The lucky winner last week is Sydney Rsi **** email redacted, which Indian state shares its border with the highest number of other Indian states. Reply with your answer, and I will pick one random winner with the right answer. YouTube Finance, the ultimate expense tracker. YouTube Career, why are toppers unemployed? Instagram, 5 behaviors you should never tolerate from your friends while traveling. Twitter, got an email from an IA student. You can, of course, always write to me by simply replying to this newsletter. I love reading all your emails, even though I may not be able to reply to them all. Yes, I read all my emails, all of them. Duma Hing Pale Horm, Eskia Tha, Pata Bai Na I Hong K Kasim. Until next week, stay awesome, stay focused, do epic shit, Wereku.